This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Abam. I want to begin by wishing a big mazel tov to Rabbi Nelson Welder on the birth of a grandson to his daughter and son-in-law. Shvi zoche tiska legadloi, letoira, lechupa, lemasim toive. Mazel tov, mazel tov. In the zchus of the simcha, I found a very big treasure. I have a tshuva from Rabbi Avadia Yosef. I don't think it's published. And it's typed with his signature regarding what we're about to learn. Okay, so it is, the Rama says, it is usur to make pictures in books that you daven out of because it's mevatel the kavana. Says, likewise, you should not make pictures on the wall of the shul opposite a person's face. It should be above a person's height. It is prohibited to daven opposite a mirror. It looks like you're bowing down to your reflection. Even with your eyes closed. If your eyes are open, it's asr anyway, mishum bito kavana. See, now to daven in front of a mirror, because it looks like you're bowing down to your reflection, and that is even if your eyes are closed, because if your eyes are open, of course, stam, you're not to daven with your eyes open, that achrenim say. Now, the Dirshu says, what about the following scenario? What about davening opposite a window at night that the window is now reflecting, you know, you can see your reflection in the window? Says the Dirshu, the Stipler said, you should be careful. But the Shevet HaLevi's Melamed Chus on davening, now, like this. Very often they have these shivisi signs that are before the shas that you could see your reflection, and if you look well, you know, they're like, it's a glass, and even though it says shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, but you know, your beautiful image is also being reflected in that shivisi sign. So the Shevet HaLevi is melamed zchus keneged to daven opposite the shivisi, because it's not meant l'shem mara, it's meant to remind you shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. And therefore, there's no chash that you're going to daven opposite your shadow. I'm now going to read to you, I'll put it on the chat, from, I think it's unpublished, this is written to Harav HaGon Reb Yitzchak Fishberg, Chaf Adar Beis, Tavshin Lamed Vav, Parshas Va'anachnu Kamnu Va'nesoidar. Shalom V'yesh Harav. The Shaila was, it seems like the Shaila is, where does this halacha come from that you're now to daven opposite a mirror? It's not brought in the Ramah. Seems like it comes from the Radvaz, because it looks like you're bowing down to your shadow. Says Rabbi Avadia, not everybody agrees to this halacha. It's not in the Gemara. It's from the Radvaz. Not everyone agrees. Who doesn't agree? The Marsham. The Marsham in the Das Torah is mefakbek on this. Because, what do you mean it looks like you're bowing down to your shadow? Your shadow looks like it's bowing down to you also, you know? Take that. What's the big deal? It looks like you're bowing down to the shadow? Well, your shadow looks like it's bowing down to you. So the Marsham is mefakbek on the whole halacha. So therefore, he says, in such a situation, you don't have to be worried. It seems like it's talking about a case where the image is not so clear or it's a little bit cloudy. So B'shas Hadchak he allows it. So says Rav Avadia, V'havu d'loy l'hoysev Allah, neged z'chuches shel chaloin. Says Rav Avadia, let's say you're davening opposite a window, right? The Stipler said Yesh Lizar. Rav Avadia said, no, not Yesh Lizar. There's no inyan to be zahir, not to daven opposite a window, that you see your shadow. Because b'chlal, the whole inyan of a mirror, not everybody agrees with. Or to daven opposite a shivisi, that's surrounded in glass. She'ein habebaya nikarsel enkal. V'lachin ein laharid hazuchuches me'aluach Shivisi, v'hanach lehem liYisrael, im'enam neviim, b'nei neviim heim. Avadya Sav Rishon Lutzian Harav HaRosh Yisrael. So anyway, Ravadya is Mekel straight up by the Shivisi sign. He's also Mekel by a window. Stam to daven by a window, and you see your reflection. It's not an issue. He says because even regarding a mirror itself, the Marsham is Mekel. Okay.
The Gemara says in Siman Aleph, if you have a Shivisi, put me the glass there.
Right. That's a good point, but I don't know if the glass in the time of the Mishabura, how clear it was. You know, nowadays they have. A glass that's reflective. Lemaisa, it's good to know this because sometimes you go to a base Avel and they don't necessarily know you should cover the mirrors. Okay, so it's not yeshal mi lismaich, not to be machmer. Okay, then the Rama says, Abagadim shemitzarelem divrei tiflos afil leishav aleim beveis haknesses asar. Begadim that you have on it, Luid things, even to sit on them in a shul. As Asr says, "Mishabraf yulei shalom shenavu lei savi soyeva al beisecha." You should not bring a toyeva into your house. Rafilu bebeisayos, so you can't even bring it into your own house. Siv chav dalid. Lo yispalu betzad rabbi. You should not daven next to your rebbe. V'loy achay rabbi, not on the side of your rebbe. V'loy lefanim, not in front of your rebbe. Yesharim dechozal emar lesval biyached. Some say this is talking about davening biyachidus al betzibur, but if you're in a minyan, imkachu say to shivase, if this is the way the seating chart, ein lachos shemisval lefan of alachrov, you don't have to be concerned if it's in front of him or behind him. It's only an issue when it's biyachidus. V'yafal pisha toiv lahachmir, even though it's good to be machmir minig lahakel, the custom is to be lenient, that if you're in a minyan, and that's just the way the seats came out, it's not an issue. Im hirchik arba amis mutter. If you're more than 4 amis away, it's mutter. To daven next to your rabbi, v'ayin b'yardeas and reish mambeis of tazayin. Says im shabura, b'tzad rabbi, why? Ki hu yuhara. Because it's gaiva, shemarashu shavu l'rabbi. Because it's you're showing that you're equal to your rabbi. V'rabbi, what does it mean, your rabbi? Hainu sharoiv chachmasei himena. Somebody who you learned your majority of wisdom from. This is not talking about somebody who taught you, the letter Gimel. This is talking about somebody you learned Rav Chachmasai, Oy Gadol Hadar. Oh, I was going to say this. The Dersha brings down from the Hagoyz Chassam Sofer, it is a Segula Nifla'a to Davin next to a Tzaddik within their Dalet Amos, because you pick up good Wi-Fi speed. Okay? Likewise, you shouldn't daven behind or in front of your father. Now, also, if somebody learned from someone the methodology of learning, in other words, you didn't necessarily learn Rav Shas, he's not the Gadol Hadar, but you learned the mechanics of how to learn, that would l'chayr also be considered rabbi. V'loy achayrei rabbi, demechsei nami ki yura. To daven in front of him, or to daven on side of him, or behind him, that's also like your rabbi. Others say it looks like you're bowing down to him. You're causing your rabbi pain. Because he might have to take 3 steps back while you're still davening. He's going to have to wait for you. So some say the reason why you're not allowed to daven in the back of your Rebbe is because you're causing your Rebbe pain. Because he might have to take 3 steps back. Now, does that mean you're causing him pain always because he might have to take 3 steps back? Or you're causing him pain in a situation where he'll take the 3 steps back? Now, I think we could be medayik another something interesting from here. Are you allowed to daven Shemoneh Esrei longer than your Rebbe? Or is that Yuhara? Is it Yuhara to daven the Shemoneh Esrei longer than your Rebbe? So I would assert, you see from the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to. Because the Mishnah Berurah didn't say, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why you're not allowed to daven behind the Rebbe is because you're causing him tsar, because he might finish before you and he's going to have to wait for you.
Because he came late, not because he davened longer.
That's why.
so you don't arrive.
Yeah, but people don't come late. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sivkatan Ayinhe. V'loy lefanav. You know that I'm from the Kavach Chomer. There's a value bizarre the Rabbi Shemir Ba'achar of Kenegdai. It's definitely bizarre to the Rabbi that he's standing behind you, opposite you. Some say it's only an issue if you're davening b'yichida. Shakol yoydim shemakim zem yuchal rav is elatamid. But if you're davening in the tzibur, everybody knows this is the Rebbe's spot and this is the student spot. V'les b'ei misham yuara. There's no issue of yuara oy kemishtachav alai. And there's no issue that you're bowing down. It's not gaiva. This is where they put you. And it's not, you're not bowing down to him. This is your seat. But why is it good lahachmer? Because you still have the third reason, because the Rebbe might have to wait for you. It looks like you're painting him. Accordingly, you'd have to be machmer even b'tzibor. Look in the Beralacha that if you're koveya amakim in a shul with a minion behind the Rebbe, at least distance yourself 4 amos and 3 steps so as not to cause the Rebbe pain. 4 amos mutter. If you're outside of 4 amos, it's mutter d'rshus acherasi. It's a different domain. In 4 amos, in front of him, it's enough if it's exactly 4 amos. Behind the rabbi, in 4 amos v'shalish psiyos, you need 4 amos and 3 steps. Kedei sheyuchal rabbi l'fsoya shalish psiyos achav, so the rabbi could take 3 steps back. V'lo yitzarch lahamten olav, and he won't have to wait for you. V'toich 4 amosav. Halay asar lefsaya, because within 4 amos he can't walk. Kaman b'simin kopeis. In other words, you're not to take 3 steps back into a person's 4 amos. Oid kasav. He writes further. The pre-begadim the betoich ha'almemre mutter. In the almemra, it's permitted. That's the bima, it says on the bottom. I guess you're on the bima, or he's on the bima. Afilu b'samach, even nearby. Derishus achrinahu, because it's a separate domain entirely. Va'ayim b'yaradeya, ro'itzalamer, desham nesbar. Look in yaradeya, that there it's explained. Derichuk arba amos mayal, afilu emrabay la'achayrav. Look in yaradeya, where we explain that distance yourself 4 amos helps even if your Rebbe is behind you. V'chein kasu ha'achreinim. Okay, so we're up to Sif Chaf He, and this is where we will conclude for today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.